Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota-Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. Today, we're going to explore more of the information that's being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth regarding this incredible time on Earth and the opportunities that we are all being given to improve our lives by adding to the light of the world. The divine intent of this information is to give all of us encouragement, support, and assistance during these wondrous but often tumultuous times. This is a very powerful time, and really, during this time for the rest of 2012, we have a unique opportunity to utilize the greatly amplified influx of light that is flooding the earth for the benefit of all humanity. And this light will be increasing in momentum and frequency daily and hourly as we move through this very, very monumental time. So as you listen to this broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with light workers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. It is important for each of us to remember the profound truth that we are one with all life, and that you are a beloved child of God, and you are powerful beyond your knowing. So if we invoke the light of God on behalf of ourselves, we have the ability to say that we ask this light to bless every man, woman, and child on the planet through his or her I Am presence, in perfect alignment with their divine plans and their highest good. As I've mentioned several times, during this monumental year of 2012, humanity is now receiving the maximum assistance from the heavenly realms that cosmic law will allow. So today, you and I are going to increase the light of the world by invoking the light and expanding this information that's coming forth from on high. As you listen to this information I'll be sharing with you today, ask your I Am presence for guidance. I don't ever want you to accept something as truth just because somebody told you it's true. But when you ask your I Am presence for guidance, then you'll know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you and if it is appropriate and will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. So throughout this program, we're going to focus on the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you're tuning in with us live or whether you're listening to this broadcast through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. And your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence, which is your true God self. And it is being amplified by sacred cosmic dispensations from our Father, Mother, God, that have been given to the company of heaven. So now as we begin our special time together today, breathe in deeply and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, so that you can truly experience that we are one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. Now, let's invoke the light of God into the physical plane of Earth. Feel this light flowing through your crown chakra from your I Am presence into your heart flame, and breathe this light into the physical plane, into the heart of every man, woman, and child, whether they belong to the Earth evolutions or whether they're serving the Earth at this time, and whether they are in or out of embodiment. Continue breathing in and out rhythmically and deeply as this sacred heart expands within you. And the sacred light from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child. The power and might of God's love is now forming a grid of love around the earth as it flows from heart flame to heart flame. This grid of divine love is spanning the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations, the densest frequencies of humanity's pain and suffering, into the highest fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of divine love is known as the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life are in the process of ascending up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will now flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her peoples, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet, transforming all life into the immaculate concept of our new planetary cause of divine love, which reflects the oneness of all life, the reverence of all life, and the adoration of our Father, Mother, God. There are incredible opportunities unfolding right here and right now for each and every one of us. We've been focusing on the fact that May 2012 is an exceptionally powerful month, and with all of the challenges going on in people's lives, it's a real opportunity for us to make a positive difference in the lives of people everywhere. Individually and collectively, we can utilize this amazing influx of light for the benefit of not only ourselves, but our families, our loved ones, and all humanity. At this time, humanity is receiving the maximum assistance from on high that cosmic law will allow. That means that you and I now have the ability to increase the light we are adding to the world in more powerful ways than we've ever experienced before. It is important for us to remember that when we focus on the eternal moment of now, which we do through this radio program, our light is woven into the building momentum of all of the activities of light that are unfolding on this planet, day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment. That includes not only the activities of light that are reflected through this mystical month of May, but throughout the remaining months of 2012 as well. This is an unprecedented year, and because at a global level, people everywhere, regardless of their level of consciousness, are focusing on what may occur and what they are wanting to co-create for this year, it is unprecedented. So due to the divine intervention and the invocation from the I Am presence of all humanity, all of our endeavors to add to the light of the world are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Just imagine, what a gift from our Father, Mother, God. So as we move through this sacred time together, I ask you to please listen to the information that I'm sharing with you today with an open heart and mind. What is happening on Earth at this time is the cosmic moment for which we have all been preparing for literally eons of time. It is not by chance that your I Am presence magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness. You have a vital role to play in this facet of the unfolding divine plan, or this information would not be surfacing for your conscious mind. As you listen to the celestial sharing from the company of heaven today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically, and feel the divinity within your heart expanding and expanding as you absorb this sacred knowledge from the realms of illumined truth. Ask your I Am presence to reveal to you the magnitude of the unfolding opportunity that is being presented to you this year to make a positive difference in the world. As I've mentioned before, the month of May is always a very spiritual and powerful time. But this year, we have an even more powerful opportunity to utilize the increase of light that will bless the planet. There are several activities of light that take place during the month of May every year. For instance, the 1st of May is known as Saint Germain's Ascension Day. Saint Germain is a being of light that brings forth into the physical plane the full momentum of the violet flame, which is the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God's infinite perfection. It is the combination of our Father God's blue flame of divine will, power, and authority, and our Mother God's pink flame of divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. Every year on the 1st of May, Saint Germain and the legions of angels associated with the violet flame bless the earth with a tremendous influx of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Now, May is also the month in which Mother Mary opens her Temple of the Immaculate Heart in the inner realms. During the month of May, every soul who will be conceived from May 1st of that year through April 30th of the following year is drawn into Mother Mary's temple. Once those souls are there, Mother Mary helps the I Am presence of each one to prepare the chalice of the heart, which will hold their threefold flame during the upcoming embodiment. Through Mother Mary and the I Am presence of each soul, the most perfect, rarefied, electronic light substance that the soul has earned through all of their earthly sojourns is drawn to create the chalice of the heart that will hold their threefold flame throughout the upcoming embodiment. The full moon that occurs during the sun cycle of Taurus, which is usually in May, is another activity of light. That full moon is celebrated as the Wesak Festival, and it honors the birth and the enlightenment of the Buddha, as well as humanity's shift into enlightened consciousness. Because of this monumental year and the urgency of the hour, in May 2012, there are several additional gifts of light that are blessing all life on this sweet earth. For instance, Saint Germain and the legions of the violet flame that are associated with the fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection increase the influx of the violet flame on May 1st, usually. But they are this year volunteering to not only increase the light on May 1st, but they have volunteered to bathe the planet and all her life with new solar frequencies of the violet flame beyond anything we have ever experienced. This higher frequency of the violet flame will increase daily and hourly throughout the remainder of 2012. We need to be aware of that and pay attention, because this is a gift of divine grace that will help us to clear the way for the birth of the new renaissance of divine love, which will occur during the 25th anniversary of harmonic convergence during the week of August 11th through the 16th, 2012. And it will also prepare every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth to receive the monumental influx of light that is going to occur in December of this year, on 2012 for 12/12, and on December 21st. December 12th will carry the full momentum of the 12 solar aspects of deity. December is the 12th month, and on the 12th, That is the day that's celebrated in the outer world as the feast day of the Virgin of Guadalupe, which is a symbol of beloved Mother Mary and the divine feminine, our Mother God, the love nature of God, which is the Holy Spirit. This year, it is the 12th year of the new millennium. So this year, we will experience 12, 12, 12, and a very powerful influx of the divine love nature of our Mother God. Then that light will build in momentum, and the violet flame, these new solar frequencies of the violet flame, will transmute the misqualified energy that's being pushed to the surface at an accelerated pace, clearing the way for the influx of light that will take place on December 21st, 2012. And as you know, there are all kinds of prophecies, some of them really gloom and doom, expecting cataclysmic earth changes and disaster. But nothing could be further from the truth. We are receiving incredible influxes of solar flares during this year, preparing humanity at an atomic cellular level for the influx of solar light, the higher frequencies that will pour into the planet on December 21st, when we, the Earth, aligns with the galactic core of the Milky Way, opening a portal from suns beyond suns beyond suns that will greatly assist in transforming humanity's third dimensional, fourth dimensional, and now even into the initial impulses of the fifth dimensional, carbon-based earthly bodies into higher fifth dimensional, solar-based crystalline frequencies of pure light. This carbon-based planetary vehicle will be transformed into the infinite perfection. This is the initial impulse of that into our fifth dimensional frequencies of our solar light bodies and the crystalline expression of our light bodies. Now, on May 5th, 2012, we experienced the Wesak full moon, which was considered a supermoon because it was the closest the moon will be to Earth this year. This factor amplified the gifts of the Wesak festival, which was the energy reflecting the enlightenment of humanity through Buddhic consciousness. On May 5th, we also carried the numerology of 555, since 2012, if you add those numbers together, is considered a five-year in numerology. It is the 12th year of the new millennium, but it is a five-year numerically. There were many global meditations and gatherings that took place on that day to take advantage of that rare frequency. Numerically, five is the number for rejuvenation on all planes and the birthing of a new life. It is the number that carries the momentum of freedom, change, and new opportunities. Five is the frequency of the fifth solar aspect of deity, which reverberates with the divine qualities of illumined truth, healing, concentration, and consecration. All of these frequencies were greatly amplified by the supermoon and the triple five-day of May 5th, 2012. The light from these events is still pulsating in, through, and around every particle of life on Earth, and will continue to bless us throughout the entire month of May. As I mentioned, Mother Mary is another very powerful being of light who is associated with the mystical month of May. Every year throughout the month of May, Mother Mary's Temple of the Immaculate Heart is opened in the inner realms, not only for the souls that are going to be embodied or conceived, rather, during the next yearly cycle, but for anyone who feels the heart call to experience the Immaculate Heart and the divine perfection of Mother Mary's temple. This year, Mother Mary is taking humanity a step further into the frequencies of God's divine love, the full divine momentum of the divine feminine, by intensifying the sacred gift that she gave to each of us last year. throughout the month of May, while each of us are sleeping in our finer bodies at night, our I Am presence will escort us into Mother Mary's Temple of the Immaculate Heart. Now, once we are there, Mother Mary will work with our I Am presence to help prepare our immortal, victorious, threefold flame in our heart, our sacred heart, to receive the new solar frequencies of the fifth dimension that we are ascending into. Last May, Mother Mary helped our I Am presence to expand our threefold flame into that aspect of our divinity and returned it to its original divine potential. And that light expanded to envelop our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Now, our threefold flame in our heart is a reflection of the Holy Trinity. It reflects the blue flame of our Father God's divine will, power, and authority, the pink flame of our Mother God, which we've known as the Holy Spirit, the love nature, the Holy Comforter of God. And it expands the pink flame of our Mother God's divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. Then it also reflects the Son and Daughter of God, the Christ, the illumined consciousness of enlightenment, wisdom, and understanding, which is a yellow-gold flame of enlightenment. So this pink, blue, and gold flame within our heart last year was expanded through our heart flame to envelop our four lower bodies. This year, Mother Mary is intensifying our threefold flame's ability to assimilate higher frequencies of solar light so that we can absorb this energy through the atomic cellular structure of our earthly bodies without damaging them by receiving too high a frequency, which would be like trying to move through a lightning bolt. This is occurring in order to prepare every man, woman, and child on Earth for the unprecedented influx of solar light that will flood the planet during the 25th anniversary of harmonic convergence, which will occur during the week of August 11th through the 16th, 2012. At that time, the company of heaven will join with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth and reboot the patterns of perfection that have been downloaded from our new planetary cause of divine love. When this influx of light occurs, humanity's I Am presence will activate the newly imprinted genetic codings within our 12 solar strands of DNA with these patterns of perfection. This will allow us to birth a new renaissance of love for the earth and all life evolving upon her. It is difficult for us to comprehend the magnitude of what this will mean. But every one of us has been preparing for this wondrous event for literally eons of time. This critical facet of the unfolding divine plan will clear a way so that every man, woman, and child will at long last be able to remember and reclaim his or her divine birthright as a beloved child of God. This is not going to happen in one instant, but it will happen for each person individually in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan. Then each one of us will easily remember that we are in this physical plane to learn how to use our creative faculties of thought and feeling and our gift of free will to co-create the lives of joy and fulfillment that are our divine birthright. This merciful act of divine intervention and grace will dramatically increase our ability to be the powerful forces of divine love that we were always destined to be. Remember, love is all there is, and everything else, every other divine quality pulsating forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, is an expanded reflection of God's divine love. Now, May 13th of this year, we celebrated Mother's Day, and that is celebrated in many countries around the world. So when millions of people focus on the love of and for their mother, a chalice of collective consciousness is created through which the light of our Mother's God, the Holy Spirit, can flow to bless all life. This year, that light was expanded exponentially by all of the other activities of light that are unfolding day by day. On May 20th, we experienced a very powerful new moon solar eclipse. And on June 4th, we will experience a powerful full moon lunar eclipse. These two celestial events will lift us further into the light in preparation for the greatest influx of divine love that humanity has ever been able to receive. That influx of divine love will occur during the last phase of the Venus transit, which will take place on June 5th and 6th of 2012. Now, we know that Venus has always been considered the planet of love. This is not just romantic hyperbole. Venus actually does reflect the full gathered momentum of our Father, Mother, God's divine love to all of the planets in our solar system. But every 104 years, Venus's service of bathing the Earth with divine love is greatly amplified through an event that is known as the Venus transit. During this transit, Venus passes between the Earth and the Sun, an event that lasts for about 6 or 7 hours. As Venus crosses the face of the Sun, frequencies of solar light exponentially expand Venus's ability to radiate love to the Earth. This increased influx of divine love is then anchored in the core of purity within every electron of precious life energy on Earth. Now, the Venus transit occurs in two parts. After the first transit, the love of Venus builds in momentum within every particle of life on Earth. This prepares every facet of life on Earth for the amplified influx of divine love that will bathe the planet during the second phase of the Venus transit. And this second phase of the transit happens exactly 8 years minus 2 days after the first phase. The first phase of the Venus transit, which we are now in the midst of, took place on June 8, 2004. Since that time, the love from Venus has been building in momentums, softening the hearts and minds of humanity, and greatly enhancing the awakening that is taking place around the world. It is because of this extremely expanded influx of divine love that we finally reached that critical mass that allowed us to co-create a new planetary cause of divine love. Now, on June 6th, 2012, we will experience the second phase of the Venus transit. Due to the unparalleled awakening that has taken place since June 8, 2004, this influx of light will catapult humanity and our new planetary cause of divine love into position for the event that will birth a renaissance of divine love on Earth. With the God-victorious success of this impending event, humanity will shift into a higher state of consciousness, a consciousness of divine love that will begin to reflect through our hearts and minds, manifesting the new day of planet Earth, an expression of divine love. This unprecedented event will take place during the 25th anniversary of Harmonic Convergence, August 11th through the 16th, 2012. So all of the activities of the Venus transit will move us a quantum leap toward the monumental expansion of light and our new renaissance of divine love. It's difficult for us to truly grasp the magnitude of what this will mean for the Earth and all her life. But the beings of light have said that once we establish a new renaissance of love that will filter through the consciousness of every man, woman, and child, the physical manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new Earth and our planetary cause of divine love will begin to externalize as a tangible reality in our lives. This will be the heaven on earth of our own creation through our I Am presence. These patterns for the new earth will reflect humanity's oneness and the reverence for all life, lifting us into the divine love that is our natural divine birthright. Now, in order to accomplish this monumental facet of the divine plan, we are being asked by our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven to unite our hearts, our heads, and our hands during the global event that will take place in August. There will be many diverse ways in which we can weave our light into this divine plan. So pay very close attention to the opportunities that are being presented to you. And ask your I Am presence for guidance. Ask this wondrous aspect of your own divinity to pave the way for you so that you will be able to fulfill your heart's calling. Remember, this is a facet of the divine plan that you have volunteered to cooperate with, or it would not be brought to your conscious attention. And you have already been preparing for eons of time to weave your unique gifts, talents, and abilities into this facet of the divine plan. As you may know, the Hawaiian Islands are remnants of the continent of Lemuria. The initial impulse of humanity's fall from grace took place on Lemuria eons ago. Since Harmonic Convergence, which took place initially in August of 1987, the Hawaiian Islands have played a critical role in reversing the adverse effects of humanity's fall from grace and healing Mother Earth, restoring her back to her divine potential. Many of the people embodied all over the planet at this time have links to Lemuria. They realize that they are here now to heal the atrocities that resulted on that continent when humanity fell into the abyss of separation and duality. The island of Kauai is known as the Garden Island. This island contains within its etheric records the immaculate concept, or the divine blueprint, for the full potential of Mother Earth. This was the original pristine beauty that Mother Earth expressed prior to the fall. It is the verdant splendor that we have always referred to as the Garden of Eden, which actually reflected the entire planet at that time. Kauai's etheric records also contain the archetypes for the divine potential of what Mother Earth will express once she ascends into her rightful place on the fifth dimensional spiral of evolution and dons her seamless garment, her new light body, her solar reality. For the facet of the miraculous divine plan that will take place in August, our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven have asked us to organize a gathering of dedicated people from all over the world who will be willing to work with the company of heaven and to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. Together, these selfless volunteers will co-create a mighty transformer through which the light of God will flow to catapult humanity and our new planetary cause of divine love into a frequency of light that will allow us to reboot the grid of the Earth and establish a renaissance of love for all life on this blessed planet. Then, through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, humanity will shift into a higher state of consciousness, establishing divine love daily and hourly, moment by moment, as the order of the new day on planet Earth. This gathering will take place August 11th through the 16th, 2012, within the embrace of the exquisite beauty of Kauai in the Hawaiian Islands. The vehicle that will be used for this gathering will be the 26th Annual World Congress on Illumination. So listen to your heart. A clarion call is now reverberating from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, invoking your assistance in this holy endeavor. Respond according to that inner guidance. And know that whenever you volunteer to serve as an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life evolving on Earth, the floodgates of heaven open to support you and to help you clear the way for your participation. It's critical that lightworkers from around the world be physically present for this important facet of the unfolding divine plan. All of the lightworkers who have been prepared to serve in this wondrous way on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth will know who they are through the inner promptings of their heart. So trust your inner guidance. Your light is needed now. Now, in addition to those who are being called and inspired to be physically present in Kauai, there will be people who will join in consciousness from points of light around the world. This is truly a global activity of light. These dedicated souls will project the light flowing through their heart flames into the portal of light where the selfless volunteers are physically gathered in Kauai, on the island of Hawaii. Thus, our unified efforts will be expanded 1,000 times 1,000-fold through our collective consciousness. Know that every person is going to be in her right and perfect place for this activity of light, and no facet of this divine plan is any more important than another. But what is important is that we each respond to whatever our I Am presence is guiding us to do. We must trust and know that if we are being guided to be physically present on the island of Kauai, then our I Am presence in the company of heaven will assist us in clearing the way. This is true whether we need assistance with time, energy, money, or courage to accomplish this facet of our divine mission. The company of heaven never asks us to do something and then backs off and doesn't assist us in the process of accomplishing this goal that we have selflessly volunteered to participate in. The company of heaven have asked us to organize this monumental event in a beautiful healing venue. So the selfless volunteers who make the sacrifice to serve in this way will truly experience a glimpse of heaven on earth. I want to assure you that this will be a life-transforming experience for you. In wondrous ways, your life will never be the same. This sacred conclave will be a celestial experience for everyone involved. Each day, as we successfully fulfill one phase of the divine plan, the beings of light will reveal the next phase of the plan to us. As we sojourn through the various activities of light under the divine guidance of our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven, our mission will be victoriously accomplished step by step. The physical manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new earth will begin to externalize as a tangible reality. and the light of God will catapult humanity and our new planetary cause of divine love into a frequency of light that will be established as a renaissance of love for all life on this blessed planet. If you respond to this heart call, know that when you enter the portal of light in Kauai, you will resonate with the awesome radiance of the etheric records of the Garden of Eden, and you will begin to remember who you are and why you are on Earth during this momentous time. The World Congress on Illumination is truly a life-transforming event that will provide you with the opportunity to meet old friends from around the world with whom you have been serving for eons of time. Fellow lightworkers will join hearts with you and support you in your monumental service to the light. The divine plan that we are being called to fulfill will be accomplished through myriad activities of light, and we will be joined at inner levels by the solar logos from suns beyond suns, the entire company of heaven, the mighty I Am presence of all humanity, and the divine intelligence that directs the elemental kingdom, as well as the legions of angels throughout infinity. The entire universe is supporting us in this holy endeavor, and the beings of light have been given permission to assist us in miraculous ways. But the lightworkers on Earth are the predominant force bringing this divine plan into physical manifestation. Our responsibility on a global level is enormous, but as we join our hearts together, we have the absolute ability to succeed God victoriously. So no matter how you will be participating in this activity of light, what your inner promptings are, know that your light is needed now. Just for a moment, go within to the divinity of your heart and experience the overwhelming gratitude and love that is pouring forth from our Father, Mother, God, and the legions of light in the heavenly realms. Feel the deep appreciation they are sending to you for your willingness to serve humanity during this critical moment in the evolution of this sweet earth. We are blessed beyond measure to be able to assist all life evolving on Earth in this wondrous way. If you are feeling the heart call to participate in the 26th Annual World Congress on Illumination, please go to our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. And there you will find all of the information that you will need to attend this event. Just click on the box that says 26th Annual World Congress on Illumination. If you do not feel the heart call to be physically present in Kauai, know that this is a global event and that you can weave your magnificent light into our chalice of light from wherever you are on the face of the earth. God bless you for your willingness to be the open door for the influx of light that will lift humanity's consciousness, reboot our patterns of perfection for the new earth, and our planetary cause of divine love into a frequency that will allow us to establish a renaissance of love for all life on this blessed planet. Now know that the beings of light will be guiding us step by step through the months leading up to this event in August and through the months leading up to December 21st, 2012. I will be sharing the information through my free email articles, so if you want to sign up to receive them, you're welcome to Also, this is available on our website, eraofpeace.org. In addition to the guidance that we will be receiving from the Company of Heaven, each of our own individual I Am Presences will be guiding us through our own unique preparation. So ask for assistance, and then remain in a state of listening grace at all times. This is an amazing opportunity for each of us to add to the light of the world. The Company of Heaven is really helping us in unprecedented ways, and we have been given very powerful gifts from on high. We've been given tools that will assist us as we move through these amazing and monumental times. There is also a link on our website because we've posted a new YouTube video that will greatly assist all of us in downloading these patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven. These new patterns of perfection are being encoded on the 12 solar strands of our DNA. And as we download these programs into our bodies through our I Am Presence in perfect alignment with our highest good and in alignment with the fulfillment of our individual divine plans, we will be able to kickstart this rebooting activity that will allow us to establish a new renaissance of love. So again, just go to our website, eraofpeace.org, and click on the box that says View Our Videos. As we seal this activity of light today, I'd like for you to join with me in a visualization. And through our collective consciousness, we will empower these patterns that are being brought into our awareness now, that are paving the way, greatly empowered by all of these magnificent activities of light that are taking place throughout the month of May and throughout the remaining months in 2012. This visualization that has been given to us by the beings of light is called Lighting Our Path. So please breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. There you kneel before the altar of love and surrender your lower human consciousness to the perfection of your mighty I Am Presence. I'm going to state this in the first person so that we'll each experience it individually. But know that simultaneously, we have invoked the mighty I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. This light is now expanding through our heart flame. O Father, Mother, God, I invoke your divine light and the light of the entire Company of Heaven. In deep humility and profound gratitude, I consecrate every facet of my life to be the open door that no one can shut. I am a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God is now flowing to bless all life. I am my mighty I Am Presence. And I am one with the divine heart and mind of God. I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity. I am one with the elemental kingdom and Mother Earth. I am one with the angelic kingdom. And I am one with all of the beings of light throughout infinity. The full divine momentum of my Mother God's love is now expanding through my heart. And a renewed sense of oneness and reverence for all life is expanding through me into the heart flame of every person on earth. As the love of my Mother God floods the earth through humanity's heart chakra, all life is being lifted up and transformed. A new level of divine consciousness is beginning to reverberate through the mental strata of Earth, and humanity is now able to tap into the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love. Within these patterns, the viable solutions to all of the maladies existing on Earth begin to flow into humanity's heart and mind. The lightworkers join forces, and a new planetary cause of divine love is secured and expanded in ever-increasing frequencies. People everywhere begin to perceive and acknowledge the divinity blazing in every person's heart flame. Humanity now knows and accepts, as never before, that all life is divine. All traces of pain and suffering are transmuted into light, and every concept of lack and limitation ceases to exist, as the abundance of God floods the earth through this planetary cause of divine love. The realization of the divinity pulsating in every heart inspires every person, and the full momentum of love and mutual respect begins to reflect through every thought, word, action, or feeling. The body of Mother Earth begins to reflect the verdant paradise of splendor and light that is her divine potential. She dons her seamless garment of light, and she ascends up the spiral of evolution into the full expression of her new fifth-dimensional solar reality. Enlightenment, eternal peace, harmony, balance, abundance, spiritual wisdom, and every other divine quality of my Father, Mother, God begin to reverberate as the new day on planet Earth. Our renaissance of divine love is reflecting through the life experiences of every person on this sweet Earth. The heavens rejoice, and our Father, Mother, God respond, "Welcome home, beloved children. Well done." And so it is, beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. I now gently return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, which are now reverberating with higher frequencies of solar light than I have ever experienced. The violet flame is reflecting through my threefold flame new, expanded octaves of solar light. My threefold flame is reverberating through the atomic structure of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies at a cellular level, preparing every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of my earthly bodies to be the instruments of solar light that I am capable of being. As I breathe in and out deeply, these energies are assimilated, secured, and expanded through my I Am presence on an eternal level. Precious hearts, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. If you'd like more information on how you can participate in the event that will take place in August again, during the 25th anniversary of Harmonic Convergence, just go to our website, eraofpeace.org. There you can sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter through which I will be sharing additional information of the activities of light that the beings of light are revealing to us throughout this important year. You can also click on the space that says View Our Videos and participate in the video that has been downloaded for you that's called Downloading the Programs for Our New Planetary Cause of Divine Love. I am so grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth, and I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. Please join me again next week for another global activity of light through which we will add to the light of the world. I'm Patricia Coder-Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.